Hey, Fit Fam, it is Coach Rye. This is my podcast, Rye Rant Radio. And if you haven't been on here before, this is where I break down the real deal truth about the stuff that you need to know to get your health and fitness goals solved, as well as your goals in life in general. Get them motherfuckers scars solved, conquered, and motherfucking achieved, right? And I've had a little too much caffeine, so I'm slurring my words and shit, but it's gonna be good, trust me, because it always fucking is. I ask you one simple favor, ladies and gentlemen. If you get anything out of my podcast at any point in time, please just share it for me. I do this as a value add to the audience. I just want to help more people, and the best way to do that is if you share it, it helps more people. So thank you for listening. This is Coach Rye. It's Rye Rant fucking Radio. All right. Today, I'm going to talk about something that comes up for everybody because it tends to be a part of every single damn journey that you're going to go on in your life. So no matter what goal you got in front of you right now, whether it's fitness, whether it's life, whether it's both, one thing that comes up all the time is this idea that, you know what? Sometimes you might not feel like the shit you got to do is worth it, okay? And what I'm saying is, you know, you got 30 pounds to lose. You got something you're trying to do, a contest prep, some kind of hard fitness goal. Maybe you're trying to build strength or build muscle, whatever. You got something that's hard, right? And it's hard because you got to train really fucking hard. You got to eat really fucking good. And you got to keep doing those damn things to the point where you're exhausted, you're beaten, and you want to give up. And then you realize, you know, you're sitting around sometimes in your weak moments and you're like, shit, is it worth it? What makes all this worthwhile? What's the point of doing this? Do I really give a fuck if I lose the weight? Do I really give a fuck if I build the muscle? Do I really give a shit that much about going and competing at this damn show? And it's times like those that really can define whether or not you will achieve it based on what you tell yourself next. So when you say, is it worthwhile? You gotta understand that whatever goal you got, it actually goes much further than just your monetary moment of thinking you're going to achieve it. In other words, when that thing's achieved, if you did do it, if you went about it, and if you fully put yourself to work on it and accomplished it, I can guarantee you there's going to be a lot of better shit that came of it than just that one win, that one success, that one losing of the weight, that one building of the muscle, that one competition prep you succeeded on. And this simply comes because in reality, right, when you're in pursuit of a goal, when you are working hard at something and you are beating yourself up every day to become better, you are realistically pushing yourself to become better in all avenues of your life, even if your focus is only on one goal, right? Even if your focus is on the weight loss or the muscle building or the contest prep, when you are actively in pursuit of this goal and you are doing the things it takes, you become a better person in general. I am a for sure 100% firm believer in personal development coming through doing shit, actually getting goals done, actually being in pursuit of goals, and whether you win or not, the action of attempting to go at something and staying true to it and fighting yourself through the negative shit and fighting yourself through the I don't want to's and I'm tired's and is it worthwhile's, then you will become a better person by default, right? Like somebody doing a bodybuilding show, somebody who's trying to lose weight, somebody who's trying to build muscle, when you actively go out and make yourself feel better, when you make yourself a better person, you're going to be a better person for everyone around you, for your colleagues at work, for your friends, your family, your kids, your husbands, your wives, whoever's in your environment, you're going to be a better version of yourself for them too. And so in reality, what makes it worthwhile? It's not that damn one little goal. If you think it's that one little goal, you're just not thinking about the big picture. Have you ever thought, if you're the person that's got to lose weight, if you do it, if you could actually influence other people, or people might look at you and be inspired, and then they set their own journey on fire, and then they lose weight, and then they help other people. The fucking butterfly effect of you achieving something can go so much further than just your stupid ass little goal in the moment. So if you're sitting around thinking, I don't know what makes it worth it, I don't know what makes it worthwhile, you got to remember that it's not as small as what you achieve, it's as big as what you achieve could change what others achieve too. Okay? And that's super serious shit. Because in reality, that's been proven time and time again. I've been a coach for years, and so I've had the opportunity to see this happen so, so much. But in reality, I'll tell you straight up, this started with my own transformation, right? Those of you that have been listening, you probably know this, but I actually started out my health and fitness journey when I was obese. I was, you know, fucking, I lost 100 pounds pretty much. I lost 90 pounds at the start of my journey. And my goal right after that immediately became, how do I help more people, right? Like I said, okay, I did this. I was in a spot I didn't like. I got out of that, and I want to help other people do that because I know I could do it, and I'm nothing fucking special, so why can't everybody else have it too? And that then led to me becoming a trainer. Well, first started working at a gym, right? Then I became a trainer. Then I helped all these people. Then I became these fitness directors. I did all this shit. And then I went online coaching. And, like, I've had over 20 fucking thousand transformations over all the years. Over all these years, you know, between different content I've put out, different programs, actual live coaching with people in person and teams and gyms and things like that. And it's just insane to think that all that stemmed from me deciding to pursue my goal. Me deciding I had to lose that weight. Me deciding that, you know what, this is important to me. And then it became everything it's become after that. If you follow me, you know, on Team Flex, everything, you see all this stuff. You see all these people. And the crazy thing is, all these people that then go and have their own transformations, right? They do their own goals, they accomplish their own things, and they hold high integrity for what they're doing. They do the same thing. I've seen this ripple in fucking time for like 10 years straight now of every time somebody achieves a goal and they talk about it all, even if it's to one person, it inspires them. It helps them take action on what they're not doing. It helps them take action on their goals. It helps them accomplish something that then might influence somebody else and you might not ever even know. The impact of what your goal achievement could become is honestly unprecedented. Like, you have no idea where it could actually go. Because as you do your goal, you influence someone. They do their goal, they influence someone. They do their goal, they influence. You could influence a million fucking people or more by you actively going out and making the change that you're supposed to change. Sticking to what you said you would do and bettering yourself every single fucking day, you could change the fucking world, ladies and gentlemen. And this has been the motivation for everything I've done. This is the motivation for this podcast. It's the motivation for everything I want to do. Help as many fucking people as I can get out into the world and help as many people as humanly possible. And I knew very early on, that that doesn't start and end with me at all, right? That starts and ends with everybody being able to become a better version of themselves. Because the constant reminder to ourselves that, hey, you know what? We got to own up. We got to take action. We got to hold true to our shit. What makes it worthwhile is the massive impact that it could have for the world. Then, now you'll be pulled forward. Now you'll be propelled forward. Now those thoughts, they go away. Now every time they pop up, you can remind yourself, you know what? Shit. I might not feel like it today. I might not want to do what I need to do. I don't know what the fuck makes it worthwhile. I don't know if I even give a shit about that trophy or about that number on the scale or about anything damn shit else. But what I do give a fuck about is the fact that me setting an example could change literally the fucking world. That's what you need to remember at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, because that is absolutely true. Those of you with kids, be a good example for your kids. Those of you with, you know, significant others, be a good example for them. Those of you with siblings, be a good example for them. Those of you with fucking friends, family, colleagues, coworkers, fucking acquaintances, your followers on Instagram, be a better example for everybody so everybody has to level their shit up. Everybody has to be a better example because you set a higher fucking standard. And if we all did this shit, I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, the fucking world would be a way different place. It'd be a way better place. Not that the world's a bad place, but it would fucking be even better. Because in reality, we'd all be helping each other. We'd all be helping each other get farther, and we wouldn't have to be doing anything crazy. All we got to do is wake up and try to become better. We got to wake up and talk ourselves off the fucking ledge when we're talking about bullshit and saying, what's it worth? Why don't I just fuck off? Why don't I just quit? Why don't I just give up? I don't even care anymore. Well, then you got to remember, ladies and gentlemen, you got to sit down with yourself and say, you know what? Holy shit. It's not really about me anyway, is it?